And if you sense the Lord has given you something, just raise your hand so I'll know that. Okay? Okay. 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 All right. All right. Well, we're going to start down here with Pastor McGowan.
Okay.
And just share what the Lord gave you for my sister.
Elizabeth, I had a vision of the Lord on the cross, and I heard that the veil was rent. And here's the Lord say that even though there's times that you may have felt, you may have done something, you may have drifted, you could not have gone back to the Lord, but God says the veil is rent and it's always open. The access to the Lord is always open. The Lord says you can always go back to Him. You can never have to be ashamed. You never have to wonder, is God really there? He's always there. And here's the Lord say, once you get a revelation of this, that He's always there for you, that you can always go back. I hear that even in the next few months, you're going to get a brand new revelation of your relationship with God, and that's going to turn everything around. Once you get this revelation of how God truly loves you and the relationship and the access you have to Him, you're never going to see your relationship with God ever again the same. And I see things are going to be much different now, because now you say, wow, He is real. He's my Father. I can always go to Him. Watch, over the next 3 months, God's going to drop a revelation in your spirit of that true relationship you have with Him and He has with you. And everything, even your aspect of your relationship with Him, is going to change completely. And now it's just going to be like, it's going to explode in that intimacy you're going to have with the Lord.
Amen, amen. Good, good. All right. Brother right here, what having to do with minister?
So I really felt the Lord saying that He does have a call for ministry in your life. And this is something I really felt was strong for your life is counseling. And counseling in His Word, counseling to people, like in a small group. I just see, like, teaching them and counseling them how to live their lives in a godly way. I feel like you just, and it's going to bring healing to them. And so I think it's very, a very strong inner healing anointing. And you're just going to put your hand in their head, and they're just going to feel that healing coming through. And it's all in small groups. I feel like you're going to be a very strong leader in that.
Amen. Good word. Good. Good word. All right. David. Amen. David with finances. Great word.
I hear the Lord is ministering to me. What I saw was a cornfield, and the field is green with corn. And the Lord is saying that if it's in your power to give, don't ever hesitate to give, because He has something for you. He's restoring your finances. But there's been time that God would test you with finances, with money, to see how you handle money, in order for Him to place that money in your hand. So He can send somebody to you that you have the money. For example, somebody might ask you, can I get $5? And you have the $5. You need to release that $5. That can release you over $5,000 or $50,000. But what I see is green, is ahead of you. But God will put you to that place.
Amen. Good. All right. Good one, David. All right, Steve, and he had help.
What I hear the Lord saying is I see you and one of your children standing beside this green Ford. It's a 1950-something Ford car. I don't know what, it's something significant about the color green. And the Lord is saying that, I hear the Lord saying that this car is going to be used to transport you to excellent health, to excellent health for your family.
Amen. Good.
And I hear the Lord saying for you, daughter, that what I see is that your family is sitting around a table. The table is low to the ground so that you're sitting on small chairs. But the Lord is saying, I'm gathering your family around this table where I am setting it before you. And I'm putting a bounty of food upon that table. Many food for not only to bless your family, but to bless the nations. The Lord is saying that I'm going to take my arrows out of my quiver, which is members of your family, and I'm going to shoot it on the map of the world. And the Lord is saying, I'm bringing your family to evangelize in nations of the world. And the Lord is saying that there's going to be some languages that He's releasing even into the members of your family, so that they will understand the language in different nations that I'm calling them to. There's that anointing to be linguists in your family, and you're going to see children growing up and understanding one or two languages or two or three languages. But the Lord is saying that it is to bring my purpose and my mission to pass for your family, and I'm bringing you up into other levels. The finances that my brother spoke about was also going to be released into your family. The Lord is saying that there is a wealth and a prosperity that was released in the generational line, and surely your generation that is now is going to be reaping that, because the Lord is saying those blessings from the past is surely going to land on your generation, and it's for my purpose in the kingdom, says the Lord.
Amen. All right, amen. Great job.